Gary Wayne, tell us first a little about yourselves, your day job, but also how you became interested in origami.
Yep, this is Gary. I consider myself an artist outside of my day job, and I've been drawing and painting and creating since I was very young, all the way, I would say even kindergarten. I've got a degree from Kendall College of Art Design in visual communication, and I focus primarily professionally as a marketing digital artist or graphic designer. When it comes to origami, I will say Japanese pop culture has fueled my art life, whether it be movies, comics, anime, video games. I've always been very intrigued by that. So when I saw a submission for an origami-themed sculpture, I was like, this is right up my alley. And I kind of just dove in head first and started playing with paper origami forms.
What intrigued you so much about the Japanese culture?
I think, I got to be honest with you, I think as a young person, I'm in my 40s now, so when I was younger, I got to be honest, ninjas and giant robots were like being appropriated like constantly as a young person. So until I was older, I didn't realize most of what I consumed as a child was Japanese in its starting point. So as I got older, I went back and found all the pop culture I liked when I was little, I found the roots of it. So I got to be honest, ninjas, giant robots, I'm really drawn to that type of pop culture.
Hey, that's cool. Okay. And Wayne, what about you?
Well, I'm retired. I consider myself a wannabe, not an artist. I've always worked with my hands. I'm a retired maintenance mechanic. So the mechanical stuff, you know, comes easy to me. I don't know if I was necessarily interested in origami so much as I was willing to get involved in this, and this has become something that's on my bucket list that I'm going to be able to check off that I did not know was on my bucket list.
Well, usually when we think of origami, we think of folding paper. But in this case, the project that you're working on together is not paper at all. It's shaping metal, yes? And how did
Correct.
The two of you connect to do this?
Gary's mother-in-law is my girlfriend. So I've known Gary. You know, he says he's in his 40s, so I've known him since he was in his early 20s. He was just getting out of college when I met him. And, I've always looked at the work he did, and I always liked it. So I'm glad he asked me to do this. You know, that way I get to be an artist, too.
And I have to be honest, and I want to make sure Wayne gives himself more credit than he's given himself, but I've always viewed him as an artist because of the projects and the types of things he builds and does around his home and in his life. And he's also published a children's book. So I think art can be a lot of things. And he definitely dips his feet in the creative writing area quite a bit.
Did you work on paper first, the traditional folded paper that we think of as origami, before you decided to work in metal?
Yep. So some of the content, some of the pictures I shared with you, I was building all kinds of paper frogs the minute I saw this submission. Prior to talking to Wayne and everything and trying to get my confidence level up, I was like, I was building paper frogs a lot. So out of magazines, out of actual origami paper, out of print-offs at work, almost everything.
So tell us about the Downtown Battle Creek Origami Sculpture Exhibit, because that's what we're talking about. This project that you're working on will be on exhibit in Battle Creek.
I'll do it the best I can from my perspective and point of view. I think there's roughly seven or eight artists that have been picked based on a submission process. And it's going to be a sculpture walk or a sculpture exhibit where the city is trying to encourage people that may not be familiar with art or people that enjoy art to get out, get involved in downtown and kind of walk through this year-long exhibit that's going to be throughout Downtown Battle Creek. And I think one of the other cool pieces is they may use this as a jumping point to highlight some of the art and sculpture and painting that's already downtown. So I think there'll be some people that didn't know how much art is already downtown by going to see the origami exhibit.
So this will go on for a year, but there's some voting going on, isn't there? There's a winner at the end of this process?
My understanding is that there will be possibly a People's Choice Award, and my understanding is that the city would either purchase or the piece would be donated to the city to be kept in their permanent collection. I've also heard that several pieces might be, or not several, but a couple pieces might be purchased based on the event. I do know there should be one winner, but I think the option to sell the artwork is available to anybody. It can have a price tag, so...
So describe this project that you've come up with. What is it going to look like?
When I started thinking about asking Wayne, I had already had kind of a vision in mind. So I am in my early to mid 40s, and I recently had a daughter. So I would say I'm an older guy with a 1.5-year-old whose name is Lily. And my mother-in-law, Wayne's girlfriend, Sharon, has been helping out immensely, along with my mom, helping, you know, provide care for Lily during COVID and, you know, times where we can't really get daycare, there's wait lists and all that. So daughter's name is Lily, mother-in-law's name is Sharon. Sharon loves frogs. For as long as I can remember, you know, if we needed to get her a Christmas present or a birthday present, we got a frog. So I just instantly got hung up on this idea of my daughter's name Lily, Sharon's love of frogs, and then pulling them together in lily pads and origami frogs. So talked with Wayne, and you know, he posed questions like, would Japanese artwork be symmetrical? Because my original concepts were very symmetrical. And I was like, well, probably not. They'd probably be asymmetrical. So we started to work with, you know, large lily pad shapes, medium lily pad shapes, and small lily pad shapes, along with large frogs, medium frogs, and small frogs, and then we've arranged them as kind of a family. So these three lily pads of different shapes sit on a pond shape, and then there's a variety of colored, different sized frogs on top of them, all made to look like origami.
Is there water as part of the display?
There is a pond element that is just a shape that will be blue. If we had a budget, maybe I've had a lot of people ask me where the fountain or the water will go. And we don't have a budget for water.
So how do you work together? Do you each work on a lily pad, or what's a typical work session look like?
Right now, this is Wayne. Right now, what we're doing is Gary is doing the frogs and I'm doing the lily pads, but we have both done both things, but that's mainly what we're doing. I'm doing the lily pads and, Gary's doing the frogs. Then we stop once in a while and we talk about how we're going to put it together and how we're going to get it on the trailer and downtown and off the trailer. And you know, that's the stuff we collaborate on how we're going to do it.
How large is it?
It's 3 by 3 foot by 5 foot, roughly.
Oh, okay.
Weighing roughly 320 pounds, but I think the footprint, the base footprint of mounting will be 3 foot by 5 foot, but it would be up to 4 feet by 8 foot. And roughly, however tall the lily sits, which I'm thinking less than 2 feet, so the 3 feet high, it's going to be a very flat and close to the ground sculpture. So, and I want to add something else. I know the way we work together is Wayne has an amazing space that he's developed for us. In fact, he even did a bunch of research and we bought a piece of equipment off of Craigslist. And he bought the equipment and we got a ton of steel along with that. And we've created this workspace specific to producing this sculpture. And I think his knowledge and then the way I work, that space is developed organically as we work together. It's been pretty exciting. You know, if we have a table that needs wheels or it would be helpful to have wheels, you know, all of a sudden we've got a table with wheels. You know, I come over to work and Wayne added wheels to a table. So that's been pretty exciting. And early on, Wayne did a lot of testing of the machine we bought to see if we could. The goal of the sculpture is to do as much by hand as possible, but to actually make the metal look like folded paper or folded origami made out of metal.
Right.
And he did a lot of prototyping early on. And then what I've done is taken his prototypes or his templates, and I've taken them into the computer and expanded on them and made them so I could kind of develop a manufacturing process when I'm working to crank out the frogs.
Well, I'm pretty sure you have two votes, Sharon and Lily.
Yeah, that we do.
And there was, I understand, some kind of a selection process that 7 artists, I think, with 8 pieces. How did you get selected? How did that process work?
We received the message that we had been selected, but I had heard through the art community, some of my peers and some of the people I interact with regularly had been on the committee and said, we were really excited to see your piece. It really ties back to the theme of origami. There's a lot of color in it compared to some of the other ones or some of the other submissions. So I was excited in general to start hearing that kind of talk. I actually started to hear some of that talk prior to getting the email. So I was excited about that.
Did you have to submit drawings? Is that how it worked?
Yes. Yeah. So we I did pencil and paper sketches, ran them all by Wayne. We talked about them a lot. That's where we went from very symmetrical to asymmetrical, varying the number of frogs and sizes. And that was all in paper. And then I produced a digital concept, a top view and a side view in the computer, along with the sketches, and then an overview of the piece and materials that was the submission.
Was there a title for the piece?
Yep. It's Paper Family in Japanese, which is Kami no Kozaku. And I am not a Japanese speaker. I've taken Japanese classes. So if I pronounced it wrong, I'm sorry, but I can provide a spelling later. But the gist is that, you know, there's a lot of relationships and a lot of things in community. The frogs is family. Our relationship is family and friends. And just the title, Paper Family, I thought was fitting.
And in terms of location, where can we find this? You said downtown Battle Creek. Anything more specific than that? Do you know exactly where your piece will be located?
We have a location that we've talked about with the city, and they have all of them. What I like to call is the pedestrian bridge downtown behind the Griffin restaurant and across from the Claire's restaurant. The river runs between those two buildings, and there's a small pedestrian bridge. So on one side of that pedestrian bridge, our goal was to have the piece by water since we had frogs.
That makes sense. So I'm wondering, too, now that you've gone through this process and created this project for the exhibit, do you think you'll be doing more of this? Have you discovered a new interest, a new talent?
Me personally, I have always worked in paper, paint, and computer. I've done large-scale murals and items like that. I have done a little bit of 3D printing and 3D modeling, but working with my hands has given me like so much satisfaction because I have something tangible. I work so much in the computer that I take some of my work for granted, I think. Long story short, yes, I think I will personally be finding more ways to build real-world objects or tangible art pieces.
And I don't know if I'll continue to bend metal. I may sell the break when I'm done. I'll keep some of the pieces. I may keep one of our small shears. Other than that, I don't know if I'll be bending much metal.
Do you think you'll maybe take up another art form?
Well, since I've retired, I've built a table, built a live edge cypress table.
Ah, so furniture.
Yes. The reason I chose cypress because I used to live in Louisiana, and I have one daughter and one son who still live in Louisiana, north of Lake Pontchartrain. And I bought the cypress when I was down there visiting them and just built a table.
I see. Anything either of you want to add that we haven't talked about yet?
I'm excited to see all the artwork, and I'm definitely excited for this opportunity. I often find, both with the interview and being one of the artists in this process, I find sometimes I hear people always looking for things to do or, you know, our city isn't big enough or whatever. But I think it comes down to what effort you put in on your part. And if you're not looking for stuff to do, you're not going to find it. And I feel like I try to be involved and look for things. And this is one of those opportunities that I said, you know, I want to make art locally and in my community. So when those opportunities come up, I got to take them. So I'm just excited to have the opportunity to make art locally.
Yeah. And as for me, working with Gary has really opened up my eyes into what is downtown Battle Creek, because I've never really walked down there. And Gary spends a lot of time down there doing truck drawings and walking, rollerblading, Pokemon. And I don't spend a lot of time down there. And it's opened up my eyes into what's down there, because we've walked several times, you know, just to look at art, look at locations. And yeah, he's right. There is more to do in Battle Creek than people give credit for.
Well, then the project, the exhibit has already started to have an effect, because I would imagine that's what they wanted, to open up the town to community.
Yep, correct.
Well, thank you both so much for taking time away from your project to talk to us. Appreciate it.